You've seen those movies where they say, make my day, or I'm your worst nightmare. Well, listen to this one. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Ha! You didn't know I'm gonna say that, did you?
Your move, creep.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an episode of the Film Feast Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Bledsoe. And this week, we're just kind of hanging out and answering some listener questions that people submitted on Twitter for us. So it should be a fun, kind of even looser than normal type of episode. So, and to help me answer those questions, I'm joined by the one, the only, the Twitter hero himself, James Coddington. James, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Matt. Thanks. For that, I don't really feel like a hero, but
I can't stop calling you Twitter hero.
I know it's not the best title, because I don't know. Do I want to be the Twitter hero? Like, who wants to be the Twitter hero?
I know that place needs a hero, so I think
okay, I'll take it as
think of it that way. Think of it that way. That because I think if people know, I don't people know where that joke came from. That there was like an article, from
oh yeah, I was like it was on Dig or something. Someone said Twitter hero. Posts a bunch of yeah, and then like, it was me
post a bunch of behind the scenes Spielberg clips, and yeah, it's all you're ever really doing is just kind of posting clips. So
posting good stuff, fun stuff.
You're not like posting stuff like, look how shitty this looks.
No, like, I don't like that. That's no fun. I know, that's not fun to me.
I know, it's staying positive, which is good. So yeah, it was funny because we're gonna have an episode this week. And then you said to me, you were like, "Do you have anything planned?" And I was like, "No." I was like, "I was gonna let it go." And so it's kind of your, I said your fault. That's not what I meant. It's your doing. That
you're making me do this.
No.
Dare you. I was gonna have a week of freedom.
No, not really, because this is my third podcast in 4 days, and we'll do another one tomorrow. So I'll be doing 4 podcasts in 5 days.
Whoa!
So, yeah, but well, it's fine.
Are you allowed to talk about the other two, or are they secret? I know the one for tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're for other people. The other two are for other people. So I don't know if I
can say anything. Okay.
I probably could, but I never want to just.
No, yeah, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, they were fun.
I'm sure I'll see them.
You will. I'll post them. But no, it's funny because I was like, I'll just skip this week. Because, I mean, to pull back the curtain for people, like, I just had a very tough week and a bad day at work. And I was supposed to record a Shaun of the Dead podcast with you and Andy and Chris. And that got pushed back. Because I was like, guys, I'm not in the right mindset to do this. So you all were very nice and rescheduled. So I was going to skip the Monday. But this will... I mean, also, this is very close. Like, we're doing this on a Sunday. It'll be out tomorrow. So it's like, hot off the presses. It's fresh. So be all in on the discourse if we want of what's going on Twitter. Like, we don't want to.
No, absolutely not. Matt, how dare you? I stay out of that.
We don't want to do that.
With a 10-foot pole.
We don't want to do that. So yeah. So anyway, this is a good, I like doing these. So this is very loose and casual, and I like any people's questions. It was funny at first because, like, it was like almost like a slow drip of questions. You and I were like, oh no, we're not getting any questions. And then it was like someone turned the faucet on and all the questions started coming. Yeah. So we appreciate everyone who sent questions. We have a really good amount now. And some good questions that some of these are tough. There's some thinkers in here.
Yeah. I mean, some of them you're like, I mean, I guess that's the other thing is there are also questions where, like, if you posted them, luckily we're just talking to each other and we don't have to see anything. But if you posted like your answers on Twitter, these are the questions you'd be getting, like a million people saying you're wrong or no, this is not right. No, you know, like that kind of stuff. So it'll be nice that we can just talk about it ourselves to each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is good. So I don't know if we want to talk anything else or just jump right into questions or.
We can just jump right into questions if you want. I haven't watched. I mean, if that's what you mean, like you want, it's up
Yeah,
to
we
you.
could save that for we'd record tomorrow with
Yeah,
the.
we're yeah, we'll work on tomorrow, so we'll just do that tomorrow.
Because there's a couple new things that well, I'll say one new thing I think we all watched that I want to talk about with you guys, but I'll save that for
Oh
tomorrow.
okay, yeah, we do that tomorrow for sure. Yeah, we did all watch
So just I'm just gonna jump right in. We'll just get right into questions. Okay. Our buddy Max Deering, who actually just did the episode on Book of Eli with us not too long ago.
That was a
This
fun episode.
so he just asked us what is best in life. Nice little Conan reference. I wish Andy was here, because
I
or
know.
Carmelita. Andy and Carmelita are like the two biggest Conan the Barbarian fans, I think, on
I
the
feel like
planet.
Andy would probably do an impression too for
Andy
us.
could do, I'm sure, the whole bit, and do it a great Arnold impression. I don't know. I mean, I think the obvious thing he wants to say is the Conan bit, but
Yeah, to
I
crush your
mean,
enemies, see them driven before you, to hear the lamentation of the women.
I
See,
thank you
I
for
can't do
doing
the
it.
I can't do the Arnold impression though. I'm not gonna
It's
try.
tough. It's tough. But I'm gonna take this a different way. I'm gonna answer Max's question a different way, because I've seen two people on Twitter mention that this week, and I'm like, that is a great thing in life. It's going to a hotel when you're on vacation and you're just in the bed eating snacks and watching like random hotel TV. That is what's best in life. Like stuff I would
Yeah.
never watch probably at home on my own, but when I'm flipping through like the little hotel listing of cable channels, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch I don't know, CSI Miami or something.
Right, yeah, for
Why
sure.
not?
It's funny you say that because that is true, and it's also made me realize how much that's changed now having the kiddo again. Because it's like now I'm st when we were stuck in a hotel, we're stuck watching like Disney Channel, Nick. You know,
Oh.
like now we don't even get to watch anything cool and fun and random anymore. It's like the same stuff we watch at home, so we're missing out on it.
Oh. Do you have any other answers for what is best in life that don't involve Conan the
That don't
Barbarian?
involve actual Conan. I mean, what is best in life? Everything, man. I don't know. Just living, man. Not interacting with the discourse.
I love it.
That's
That's a
what's
good
best in life.
that is a good answer. Wow, that's a that'd be the best answer.
Keeping the discourse away from you with a 10-foot
Yep.
pole, at least 100-foot pole.
Okay. Well, I hope that was what you wanted, Max. I'm not sure. So, oh God, I just scrolled to a really tough one that I should have read more carefully and thought about before.
Okay,
So,
I'm scared.
okay, our buddy Dan Grima, with from Blind Spots, and he's always
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
on UN show.
Oh, yeah, this one's
And
impossible.
yeah, Dan, this is
Thanks a
impossible.
lot.
We're skipping it, Dan. No, I'm kidding, Dan. I missed the part about ranking them. I kind of must have like glanced at it and said, okay, who are your five favorite action stars? Easy. Ranking them, I could,
Right.
okay.
Yeah, ranking them becomes
Ranking them
a
becomes
whole
very tough.
thing.
Well, it's funny because
It's even tough to say who's my favorite. I mean, both are tough. It's tough and then extra tough. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Dan really
You're
challenged
not
us
my
here.
friend anymore. He actually secretly hates us.
That's yeah, he's punishing us. Well, here's the thing. I find it very hard to compare action stars because I feel like they're doing different things, if
Right.
that makes sense. Like Jackie Chan and Arnold Schwarzenegger are entirely different action stars, but
Yeah,
they are.
different action stars, different action genres, like different time periods, like everything. You know, it's like that's what I was seeing. Because even when I read it, I was like, I started jumping to like modern, like Adkins and stuff, and I was like, well, no, it doesn't say modern. For some reason, it just popped in my head that he was asking for modern. But then I was like, well, no, then you got 80s, you know, you got Schwarzenegger and Stallone and Van Damme. And then it's like, you can think of like, you know, Kung Fu action star. It's like, yeah, where do you even begin? Like, they all are doing so many different things. I mean, then that, yeah, like you said, it's just our own personal favorite. But I mean, even then, I want to say my favorites in each one, don't I? Like, not just like, I can't compare them
Oh,
like that, which is,
this
yeah,
I'm gonna
awesome.
do the five. I mean, I'll say my
Okay.
five and then ranking them may or may not happen. Okay. This is on order. This is not ranked yet. I'm just saying them out. Okay. It's Arnold. Arnold is number one. I can
Yeah.
tell you that much.
Okay.
Jackie Chan. Probably Keanu Reeves, because he's been in like three of my favorite action movies slash franchises of all time. And or four, actually, I'm forgetting Speed, but
All right.
Oh my God. Chow Yun Fat, probably.
Yep.
Van Damme, I do love Van Damme. But then I left off like Stallone, and I
Right.
feel bad. But I like
It's tough.
and I left off like Scott Atkins, who's great.
Right. I know.
Oh my gosh, this is really
Ego.
difficult.
I mean, that's what I'm
That
saying. Like, then you, and that's the other thing is too, is like maybe I'm not as like, caught up in like Indian action or, like, so it's like,
right.
I mean, I'm gonna leave off superstars, that I know are amazing, but just only because, of my own like ignorance in terms of just not, seeing enough. But if that's why I don't even like to answer it, because it's like you don't even know this. It's like you don't even know. Okay, I'll say my number one. It's actually Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, I forgot about Tom Cruise. Jesus. Okay, God damn it. This all right. I'm sorry to Chow Yun Fat, who I love, but I have not seen as many of his movies, so I'm gonna have to
Knock him off.
probably take knock him off and put Tom Cruise on my top five.
Yeah,
Good call. Okay.
I was like, I was having trouble deciding between Cruise and Arnie, as my number one, because they're both. But I mean, I my personal, I just got to go with my boy Cruise. But yeah, Arnold too for me. I mean, I'm just gonna try to rank him as I'm going. I do have Reeves written down because I was like, he isn't. It's hard to like The Matrix alone almost, and then all the John Wicks now. It's like he's kind of done two separate whole, franchises that are like action. I mean, they're gonna go down like in history, basically. I would assume, for better or worse. I know everyone hates seeing, oh, this is a John Wick clone. That's part, it's something we see all the time. Like
My
everyone getting
God,
tired
yeah.
of everything being compared to John Wick. And it's like there was stuff before. It's not just John Wick.
Every action movie is not John Wick related
Right.
or inspired by John
Right.
Wick. Oh.
I want to throw Denzel in there.
I thought about Denzel, but
Because that's another thing too, is like, what kind of action? Like, yeah, sure, he might not be like doing like crew stuff or like, even, he's not like Arnold in those kind of movies, but he is, like I think of him as, he's kind of an action star too. He's got some action movie, Equalizer stuff and Tony Scott stuff, but it's a different kind of action movie, right? I mean, that's like, Crimson Tide. Is it an action movie? Yes, but is there really any like action? No. I mean, it's intense. Anyway, now we're getting sidetracked. But was that four?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'll say Keanu Reeves is number five.
Okay. Mine was pretty much in order. I'll just really make it organized for a second. Wait, Arnold number one, Jackie
I'm
Chan number
basic.
two. Yeah, I am too. I am too. Keanu number three. I'm gonna say Van Damme number four, Tom Cruise number five.
Okay. Yeah, so mine's Cruise, Arnold. Alrighty, what did I say? Holy moly, I literally lost track of what I said Denzel, but wasn't didn't I
That
say
was like a
third?
side conversation. It was like a
Yeah, and
question.
Keanu, did I miss one? Tom Cruise,
Got to run through yours
Arnold.
again.
What the heck? I mean, I was gonna put Van Damme in there, but I wasn't ever like I never really super like I wasn't watching Van Damme a lot back then. I was more Arnold and Sylvester Stallone, like I was Van Damme and like Seagal and those. Second, I called it. I felt that they were secondary at the time, kind of a little
Right.
more so than them. And so, like, I just didn't get in on their train as much. Man, I don't know. I mean, Chow Yun Fat is kind of close, even for me. I didn't even mention him, but it is kind of tough to, like, you just think even his stuff with John Woo alone almost makes him like you have to kind of put him on there
I know. That's what
just
I thought. I
for.
just was taking into account, like, I'm thinking about, like, I haven't seen as many Chow Yun Fat movies compared to the other
Right.
guys that I mentioned.
Overall,
So it
yeah, I
almost
haven't
feels like,
either.
but like the highs are very high for Chow Yun Fat. So,
Or Jet Li, like
oh my, yeah. Or Jet Li. Yeah. Or Donnie
it's
Yen.
Jason Statham.
Nathan. Shout out to Rob.
Rob would hate it if we didn't say him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll say Jason. No, I can't do that. I've only got a top four, buddy. Whatever. I said Chow Yun Fat. We'll
Yeah,
do
yeah.
because
We
yeah,
said a
I
bunch.
mean.
We named a bunch of people. Sorry, Dan, that was all over the place.
Yeah,
You
it
gotta
was.
put. You gotta.
We gotta get that better for the next questions.
Well, it's funny because, like, out of all those guys we just said, that I went through a period where I was like, I'll watch anything with Van Damme in it. And I kind of went through the same thing with Statham, although I really didn't follow up on that very well. Like, I really like Statham a lot. And I need to watch more of his stuff. Like, those are two guys where I'm like, I know they've been into bad movies, but I'll keep watching them because I find them both compelling, especially Van Damme. I think as he gets older, he's actually more interesting. So, yeah, that's tough. They just, they do different things, you know? It's like,
You know how I could throw in, sorry, I'm totally busting in. Because only because I've seen her in more movies is Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen her in more stuff than Chow Yun-fat, actually, you know, so, like, maybe I should say her. I like her better? I don't know. I like them both.
Oh, I know. That was nice. I got a tough one out of the way. We did our best, Dan, okay?
I'm just kidding. You're the best.
Yeah. okay. Let me see. Let me go through more of these questions. One from Lindsay. I just jumped to our friend Lindsay, host of Schlock and All, of course. She said, question for James, how many slip covers do you have buried in your basement?
Yeah, so I actually do have an answer to that. 79, which I thought it was more, but it's only 79.
I don't know. Okay, if people aren't aware, James is anti slip covers on movies and removes them and puts them in a, not a basement, but just a drawer, right?
Yeah, they're in a drawer.
You have 79 and slipcovers in a drawer?
I have 79 slipcovers. Now, I'm not anti-slipcover. I'm anti-slipcover that's basically just the same, you know, that serves no purpose. It's not like a special slipcover. You know, like, you know, I'm thinking of like Vinegar Syndrome, Arrow. Sometimes, you know, they have like special slipcovers that are a thing in and of itself, right? Or like even that one with the Babadook, you know, where it opened up and it was like the book.
Oh, I think
Screen
Factory
maybe did that one. You know, like those ones, those are cool. I'll keep those. But if it's just like the cover of the Blu-ray and then it's on a slipcover too outside, right? Like those to me are like, I don't have any reason to keep those on. And they take up that extra, you know, millimeter of space so I can fit an extra movie in at the end of the shelf whenever I'm running. You know, like there's reasons behind my madness. It's not just, I don't just hate slipcovers. I just think they're kind of needless for those ones that are just the same thing.
I would love to see an experiment where you put movies on a like a section of a shelf with slipcovers and then see how many more movies you could fit without the slipcover.
I mean
one more movie.
I know for a fact I have fit one more movie before. I don't know if I could maybe fit two. I guess it would depend on right how many movies had slipcovers before I started and then how many don't, you know, like we'd have to like put slipcovers on all of them, just even if they didn't have them, just to see like as a control. Or whatever,
I know,
you
know this is a real science experiment.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then you also got like media. We'd have to get all regular standard Blu-ray cases to test this too, because you can't have any like weird packaging in general. Also, fudging up those numbers. This is science, buddy.
People are learning now. This is such a niche of a niche of a niche. I feel like that we're talking about like. God bless you. You're listening to this podcast and you're now listening to slip covers and removing them and how much more you can fill on a shelf. Like,
yeah.
Also, I read Lindsay's question out of order. I feel bad. I should have started because he started with, so Matt, why don't you like horror movies?
That's right.
And she said, okay, I'm kidding. God, I make one tweet one like joke. 2 years ago and it just haunts me. Like, you know, one bad horror movie. And I was like, no, I'm, you know, I think I'm getting back into it more, by the way, horror movies. So, but yeah,
they're pretty good. I like them.
There's a lot of good ones.
I'm a fan.
There's a lot of good ones. Okay, this kind of goes with our last question about action movie stars. So she said, which action star would you like to see try another genre? Like, say, when Arnie made comedies.
Oh, right.
So that was the, her example. But
what do you got?
Anything? That's tough because I feel like a lot of them have tried other things. Like Stallone tried comedy and I feel like that didn't go too well for him. So I don't know if like back to Van Damme, I don't know if he's tried a lot of comedy and I feel like he might be funny. It's like I can't think of him in anything that's been like that was the point was to be a comedy.
Well, it was his show.
I never watched the show.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. was a show. And
Oh, that's right. Yeah, duh. What am I thinking? Of course, it
was a TV show. I was like, get out of here. I
is.
was like,
That
why is
was
this a
pretty good.
movie?
But not, it wasn't so extreme comedy, but yeah, he did a little bit in there, I'd say. I said it kind of not really going, like you said, most of them have already done other genres, like they're not just stuck in action or whatever. Like, but I was thinking of, I know a lot of people would like and do talk about, and I agree, like having Cruise go back to drama, like doing some more serious like
Oh,
roles
yeah.
instead of not comedy, but because he does comedy in all the, you know, like, I don't know, like I feel like the last 10 years he has added some pretty good comedic bits to everything he's been in. Edge of Tomorrow, I mean, all the Mission Impossible movies, he's funny too. He's very funny.
Yeah.
Like, so he's already doing comedy with his action stuff, but I would like to see him, and obviously drama's in there too, but you know, like a serious, just like Magnolia turn again, you know, like 100% full
You
on.
just gave me an idea to put Tom Cruise in a horror movie for some reason.
Oh, right. Or that'd
Not
be
the
cool. Yeah,
mummy, but
I
not
get it.
the mummy. Like a real, but I know I'm
Right.
thinking if he's like in a slasher, the guy is never catching him. He runs too fast, he runs too well. Just imagine Tom Cruise booking it through a
Oh,
forest as he's being
goodness.
chased by like Jason Voorhees, and Jason's
They're
just
like,
like, I give
screw it. We
up.
can't catch him.
He's like,
Yeah.
I'm not catching that guy, let him
We're
go.
done.
I don't know. I feel like Cruise would be interesting, like in a legit, like the
Yeah, I didn't
scary
even
horror
think about it
movie.
that way. Yeah,
I
that'd be
don't
cool.
know. It could be interesting. I'm trying to think of, I don't want to like shortchange that question. I'm trying to think of some more people. I don't know. That's tough. 'Cause yeah, like we said, a lot of them have dabbled in other things, even if it's not like full on. I don't know.
Yeah, because like even, I mean, we were just talking about Jason Statham. He does comedy. Like, you know, he does both. You know, he's, I feel like
Yeah,
a lot, I feel like action does tend to flow over into comedy a lot too. So like that's where we'll see over that. But I like where your head's at with the horror, you know, like that's even more extreme.
yeah, and not like I don't even
Interesting.
want like action horror, I want
Right,
like
just full on.
full on horror.
Or
Like,
like, what if Tom Cruise played the Nicole Kidman part in the others?
oh my God.
It was the dad, you know, it was just, he was there instead. Something like that.
Oh, now you're thinking. Now we're really cooking. Oh
Obviously, I only
man.
said that because, you know, they whatever. Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
I know. I remember. It was a big
They used
deal.
to be together, you know. I don't know if
They
you know
did. That was a big. They were a big power couple at the time. That's probably why Eyes Wide Shut got released in the summer, honestly. Why it became a summer movie,
Heck
because
yeah.
there's just no reason. I love that movie, but it's just so crazy that was released in the middle of the summer. Like
Well,
it was an
yeah.
event.
Even considering like when it takes place, it's Christmas. I mean, like, what
Yeah,
I.
it's a cold feeling Christmas movie, and they put it out in the summer. Like,
So weird.
because yeah, very
Counter
weird.
programming.
Very weird programming. Okay, hopefully that was a good answer for you, Lindsay.
Sorry,
Sorry.
Lindsay.
We did our best. As every question, we just apologize and say
Yeah.
we did our best. Oh.
Sorry, we suck.
Sorry, guys. Okay. Let's have an easy one.
Yeah,
Is
there's no
easy.
such
This one's
thing.
easy for me. This one's easy for me.
Okay.
Okay. Our buddy Andy Gorham, nicest man on Twitter,
Oh, yeah.
asked
Okay.
us.
Yeah, this is
He
easy for me,
goes,
too.
"What is your Star Wars sequel trilogy ranking?" Mine could not be simpler because it goes straight down the line from one to three.
Okay.
Right. Oh God, not Rise of Skywalker. Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, and I don't even hate Rise of Skywalker like some people do. I think it has problems, like, but I find it very entertaining. I like all three. I was on such a high after Force Awakens, and it just kind of it went down a little bit. I think Last Jedi is still really good. Man, it's scary to say out loud, but it's like
It is scary to say.
get
It's very scary to say.
assassinated.
It's still scary to say out loud, which is so
I know.
sad.
That's why I tried to warn Andy on Twitter, but people were like,
Well, and
"What do you?" Oh
Chris is
yeah,
dealing with it right now.
I
Like
know.
literally as we speak. I think
That's how
he's in the
live
thick
this
of it.
episode is. It's just yeah, it's tough to even mention that movie on anywhere online, or you get like attacked. So,
So
but yeah,
weird.
my ranking just goes straight down the trilogy. It's like it started off super high and kind of fell off a little bit, but I still like all three. So.
Yeah. I like all three too. I don't hate Rise of Skywalker either. I mean, it's definitely way below the other two for me, and like, but it does have moments that I really enjoy, right? So like, I'm not gonna just like be like, oh, this is just garbage or anything like that. I don't hate it. It's totally fine, totally fine. But it's definitely just fine for me. And that, I guess, that's the other thing is like, yeah, sure, maybe I have like higher expectations because, oh, you're Star Wars, you know, you gotta meet my demands, you know, my own demands. So right, that's not fair. But mine is actually Last Jedi, Force Awakens, then Rise of Skywalker. So I mine was okay. So at first seeing Force Awakens, I was, yeah, like you said, super high, loved it. Went to see it like 5 times in theater. You know, I was loving it. I was like, oh, this is the best thing I could have possibly expected or gotten out of anything. And then when Last Jedi came out, saw it in the theater with my brother-in-law, huge Star Wars guy. And I was like a little bit like, oh man, what's going on? I just wasn't ready for what it was, you know? And I was like, okay, kind of felt like you were saying, like went a little down. I was like, I don't know, you know? So I wasn't like immediately in love, but it was as soon as I got it home. I went to see it one more time in the theater, actually, and it grew on me, but not a lot or not enough to where it like surpassed Force Awakens. But then once I got it on home video, you know, on 4K or whatever, and I watched it a couple times, and now it's my number one of those new ones, or the
No, I
post,
get it.
yeah, the sequel
It's
trilogy. They call it the sequel trilogy. It's so weird because, you know, they all came out after the original. I know the prequels and whatever, but
know. It's a weird naming device,
yeah.
but I know what he means. But no, I can understand Last Jedi being number one. I've heard a lot of people say that. And if I, the crazy thing is, I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know if I ever rewatched Last Jedi or Rise of Skywalker. I know I rewatched Force Awakens like multiple times. I might have rewatched Last Jedi before Rise of Skywalker came out, but I don't feel like I've seen it more than twice at the most. So I probably should just watch it again.
Do it,
I
man.
honestly think the negativity toward it, which I wasn't negative, but everyone's hatred toward it made me almost not want to watch it in a weird way. Like, because I was it. I think the time it came out, I mean, I had friends, people I'd known for years, who like, it was Last Jedi 2017.
No, that was
Or
it
was
was
that Force
2018.
Awakens?
I think it was 2018.
2018. Okay. Like, I don't want to get too political.
I think they were
Like,
3 years apart. Andy and Chris are probably like, you
I know.
mother.
And they're screaming at us right now.
I'm pretty sure it was 2018, but we can find out in 2 seconds, you know?
It was
We got these.
2017.
It was 2017?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay. Look at you go. Boom.
I'm on IMDb. I got fast fingers. I'm
Oh, so
moving.
they were 2 years
They were
apart.
2 years
Okay. I
apart, which in retrospect, maybe they
thought they
did
were three.
push it too quickly. Like,
Yeah. Well, oh, the prequels were 3 years apart. With
that's
99,
yeah.
02, and 05.
Yeah. Not to get too political, but 2017 last,
Sorry.
I had a lot of people I knew like revealing stuff about themselves post that election. And I feel like it sounds silly, but Last Jedi was kind of a part of that. Like, I had friends who like lost their minds over Last Jedi, like could not like contain themselves. Like a guy I had known and been friends with forever, like high school, seemed like the most level-headed guy on the planet. When I knew him, hadn't talked to him in a while, but he like posted this very long like rant about Last Jedi, about how he walked to that theater and never been so angry in his life about anything, it sounded like, and like just threw a fit, it sounded like. And I was like, you're an adult, you're a full adult man. And
Right.
just I reading stuff like that, it like I think it reminded me of like a bad time, if that makes sense. Like, because
Yes.
the it was just so negative, and I it's like it's hard to go back to that because it's a very a lot of negative feelings toward Last Jedi, even though I like the movie. And there was, I mean, other stuff, but yeah, people just I felt like that was like one of the first movies that kind of came out and got hit with like the talk of like, you know,
Woke.
woke. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what it reminds me of. So it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, not the movie's fault. Not the movie's fault at all. It's just a bad
Yeah.
time and place for everything. But and it's just kind of sad because I do remember the response to Rise of Skywalker was just like so muted compared to the other two that it felt like people were almost seeing it out of like a service or like they it just
Right.
like it was just such a down thing. But I don't know. They I think the problem with that was that they just kind of tried to rush and didn't have like a super solid plan in place. Like, you think you get Star Wars, you'd have like you'd really be like, okay, we got to really get this right and have a plan. And then they, I guess they maybe had a plan, and then they got scared and backtracked and tried to fix things, air quotes,
Right.
with the third one, and then it becomes a mess because you're trying to keep some stuff from the first two movies, but retcon some things. I don't know. It's just
Right.
disappointing.
I know, and this is where, like, obviously I don't know enough about, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. I haven't read up on enough, like, you know, again, we'll talk about Andy and Chris would probably be like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. But I like it, the way it felt, you know, was that, like, you know, Force Awakens came out, it did its thing where it was like, okay, this is Star Wars you all know and love. This is, you know, just a reminder of what that was. You know, it's basically just a kind of cut and paste, but a, you know, in a its own way of the original, right? Like, to get you back into things. And then they were like, oh, here's Last Jedi. You can now you kind of get to do what you want, right?
Right,
And
right.
free rein, gave him open and then to carry, you know, just have its own thing. But then since it was, right, like, it got that reaction, they were like you said, backtrack. They're like, well, let's not do that. Maybe don't let you us tell our own stories like that, and let's just kind of reel it back into that. And that's just what it felt like, right? Whether or not any of that's true, I have no idea, right? But that's just looking at it, that's what it looks like, you know, like.
Yeah, that well, the fact that who was the guy that was supposed to do the third part and they got him out of there and then brought J.J. Abrams back?
Oh, what was his name?
Colin Trevorrow?
Yes.
Yes, it was Trevor. So the fact that they did that, and I don't know if that was something else, like that, you know, caused that, but it felt like, okay, people liked Force Awakens. Let's get J.J. Abrams back to like course correct this thing, you know? Like, the whole thing is just like sad to me with like
It is
there was
sad.
so much joy and like fun energy when Force Awakens came out, and then I felt like things got so toxic so quickly. And it's like it just I don't know, it's depressing to me
Yeah,
now. But
it is. And, well, you know, no one can argue for that either, like, against you. Like, if it takes you to a bad moment, then, you know, definitely, if it gives you PTSD, right, when you go
little bit,
watch The
yeah.
Last Jedi, you don't need to be rewatching it, even, you know,
Yeah.
for any reason.
They're movies I have a hard time separating from like the cultural
Right, what was going on with the,
stuff and
yeah.
everything and the react. It's which is sad because I, you know, I wish I could just watch the movies, but I'll go back to it at some point. And that's a thing where it's like if the Marvel shows like kind of killed Marvel, I feel like the Star Wars shows have helped, I
Right.
think.
Yeah.
Like, because I know people that were like, oh, I'm done with Star Wars, and they're like, well, I love The
Right.
Mandalorian. Like that brought them back in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, obviously, you know, in our Twitter bubbles, we see a lot of negative about the everything Star Wars shows in general. But I think, yeah, people like them, obviously, too. You know, and we see
Right.
both, even like half and half. It's almost like half and half, like half love them, half hate them. Like, and then there's just down the middle, too. But
Yeah. So.
I do like the, that they're able to do all of it. I mean, I guess I don't know why people argue so much about it, really, is the thing, is like, just let them do what they're doing. And just, you know, if you don't, it's just like we always say, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Yeah, sure, maybe, you know, that sucks for you that you're not getting what you want, you know, I get it, but maybe open yourself up to maybe liking something that they release. I don't know, you know, like,
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like you don't have to watch it, and it's
you don't
like I
have to
don't know
watch it.
what I
And
don't know. I
I
still,
yeah,
yeah,
I, no, you go ahead. I was like,
I'm still baffled at what people wanted from that sequel trilogy. Like, what did
yeah.
you actually want out of that trilogy? Because if you didn't want anything new, did you just want like the new and the old crew to come together, like the new and the old cast to come together and like just fight the Empire again,
Right.
like? Like I
Which
just
is, and that's what I said. That's kind of what I was saying. Like, I just feel like that's what they gave everyone with The Force Awakens, right? Was
right, but that was a
here's your thing to
fun,
like get
yeah,
both, and then you're
right.
just kind of reliving these glory days, and it feels great, you know. That's your nostalgia hit, but it's also good in and of itself to me, you know. Like, yeah, I don't know, but then, right, Last Jedi did go start going some places, and then they're like, no, screw you
Were like
guys,
people like no, not like that. We it's like
yeah,
Force
not my
Awakens
Star
did
Wars.
a very good job weaving the new and the old together. I know a lot of people thought it was too much of a like kind of copy paste from the original Star Wars, but I
Right.
thought
Yeah.
it
And
did a
I
good
don't mean that in
job
a
of.
negative way.
Yeah,
I
no, I
don't.
know.
Yeah.
I saw that, but I was still like, hey, it works. Like this is a good. You got to bring people into your new kind of trilogy and new characters, and like it's a good weaving of those things. And then things just didn't pan out the way they thought they would.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
wow, that simple question from Andy really turned into a whole
I
thing.
know. I was like, this question's 2 seconds long.
Yeah, I love how Andy and
Really.
Chris aren't here. We're talking Star Wars. They're probably listening, like, God damn it.
Star Wars question. Well, hey, Andy, you asked it, so
That's Andy asked,
you
and
only have yourself to
yeah.
blame.
Okay. I'll go to this one should be easy. It should
Again?
be. Well, speaking of Andy and Chris, Chris, my buddy Chris Barreras asked us for Matthew, you do realize Letterboxd has 5 stars for its
Oh,
ratings.
a joke.
A joke question. Yes, Chris, I do realize that. And I've given 5 stars to things like Running Scared from 2006 and Tommy Boy, I think, has 5 stars. But, you
Suspiria
know,
2018. Well,
Suspiria
not that it can't
2018.
have it. I again.
Listen, but Jaws, not quite as good as Tommy Boy. That's all I'm
No, not quite. Hey,
If Chris
movies are
Farley
weird
was
like
in
that.
Jaws, then we really got a masterpiece.
Yes.
That scene on the lake and Tommy Boy, if Jaws showed up when he's like on the sailboat, then
Oh
would be,
man. Or if Chris Farley was Jaws,
oh my God. Woo.
even
Then we're
better.
talking. No, I listen, I'm stingy with my 5-star ratings. I've joked about this before. I'm a little stingy. And yes, I do rate things 5 stars. I will say this, I rate way more things 5 stars than I give things 0.5 stars. It takes a lot to get me down to 0.5 a star. That's like, either it's completely hateful and awful and the worst thing, or it's just completely incompetent. Like, there's no, like, it's just, so yes, that was Chris had to give me a hard time.
Oh man.
Okay, I think I don't know what the rest of these are. Like, are there easy ones? I don't know if there's any easy ones. Okay, here's this is gonna start a conversation, I'm sure, and I feel like I've talked about this a lot, but we'll see. Jackson, everybody, Jackson Bourne asked us, what was a movie each of you saw way too young? Let's hear about some kinder trauma.
Okay. Oh, and Jackson changed his name. So
He did.
you won't find him if you look for that now. It's Everyday Matinee, correct?
Yeah, but the
Okay.
handle and
Right, the handle and the at. So you type in Jackson Bourne, you're not going to find anything anymore.
he's a
I tried
ghost.
it just to double check.
He ghost protocoled himself.
I know.
Yes, Everyday Matinee. I'll have to ask him about that because I don't know if he changed it. But yeah, at the time he asked this question, he was still Jackson Bourne. But
Right,
I've
yeah, I
talked.
don't. Oh,
Yeah.
sorry.
Oh, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, he changed his name, and both since he changed the name and the end, I was like, well, is he? I didn't know if maybe he was like starting a podcast or something, but then I figured he would have posted about it if he did. I don't know. He's gonna let us know, I hope, in
Keep us
the
in the
future.
loop, Jackson. We want what's going on. But yeah, I've talked about this a lot of times on this podcast. So I hope I'm not just like regurgitating the same stuff I already said, but like all these things I should not have seen when I was like 5 or 6 years old, like RoboCop and Aliens and T2, which T2 I actually just rewatched my girlfriend like a week or two ago. It was her idea, funny enough. And I was like, hell yeah, let's watch T2. Because like Terminator was like ending on TV. The first term was ending. And she was like, oh, it's over. And I was like, oh, I would have loved to watch that. And she goes, do you just want to throw Terminator 2 on? I was like, yes, I do right now. So we do want T2. And God, that movie's just, I love that movie so much. And it's perfect. But there's more messed up stuff in T2 that I think I remembered. Like the part I couldn't look at as a kid was when the T-1000's in his foster parents' house and he puts the metal like fingernail spike thing through is it Xander Berkeley, that guy, through his
Yeah, his foster
head,
dad.
and yeah, his foster dad, and he's like hanging against the wall. Like, for some reason that really like fucked me up as a kid, and I couldn't watch that like bit. I remember as a slumber party, like a sleepover, like couple, like I'd seen T2 and I knew that part was coming up, and I went to the bathroom. I excused myself to the bathroom so I wouldn't need to like cover my eyes in front of all the other 8, 9-year-old boys in the room. I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I was like, whew, I missed that part. So I mean, all
That's weird. I
those.
never had any issues with T2, but I'm a few
It's
years older than you,
T2 is
so
weird
that's.
because it's like a people describe it as like, I saw someone, it was Twitter or Letterboxd, it's like an R-rated movie that feels PG-13, which I think it does for the most part, but there was like more cussing than I remembered, like more F-bombs were dropped. It's a little more gnarly on the violence I remember because like the spike through the head, there's a spike through the head of a security guard in the mental institution that he twitches, and it's kind of ugh. And then when Arnold like cuts his arm off, like cut the forearm, pulls the forearm off, was kind of messed me up as a kid. Like, but it's a movie that's very like easy to edit for TV, which I it's like, why is this rated R? Like that one I get. The one I this is a side tangent, sorry. The one I do not understand how or why it got an R rating is The Matrix. I will
Yeah,
never
I don't know.
like I don't understand what the MPA they just like were just didn't like the tone of the violence. Like it's weird to me because like
Yeah.
it's not particularly bloody.
Is there any blood? I know he like, but I know he spits
He
blood, I
spits some
guess
blood
maybe.
out in the training or when he's in the Matrix and it comes out. I
Okay.
read something a long time ago, and I don't know if this is true or not, that said,
Morpheus is bloody after the fight in the bathroom and
right.
whatever.
I read something a long time ago that said direct
Guns?
kicks to the head get you an R rating. And
Well,
I
I
don't know.
mean, also, I mean, we are, there's a lot of gun stuff, right? And sure, there's no like, maybe you don't really see like gore from it, but I guess that could be
I think it
enough.
was something with the MPAA, like just like the tone
Kicks to the head,
of
yeah,
the
tone.
violence was like too much for them.
Right.
Like,
Well, it wasn't that like The Conjuring. It was too scary. It was just, it
yeah,
got
oh
R.
yeah. They apparently now I read that The Conjuring, all the people, producers and studio like push for the R rating because they want people think it's like
Oh, there wasn't.
scarier.
Okay.
Like it's just rated R for like the intensity of the horror is what
Right.
they what they want. But yeah, T2. I mean, what other ones? I mean, there was a Freddy Krueger story I told a thousand times, but I never really saw that. Just him as a person, as a monster, got
Scared
scared
you.
me.
The essence of Freddy
The
Krueger
essence of Freddy Krueger.
scared little Maddie.
Can't think of much else because I was avoiding so much horror and stuff. So it was like just some real fucked up violence. I shouldn't like RoboCop is so insanely violent. I know when Carmelita and I podcast on not too long ago, and I had watched it, and it was like the uncut version, even. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is so violent! Like,
Yeah.
not like I'd seen it before, but for some reason, like the rewatch, I was like, oh my God, this is like the craziest thing. And I was like, I watched this as a child.
Right.
So yeah, though I don't know, that's my long-winded answer to that question. Sorry, go ahead, Gene.
No, you're fine. I love to hear that. That it is weird to hear T2 because yeah, I was probably 10 or 11 when T2 came
Okay,
out.
you probably handle that
So
better than a 5 or 6 year old
yeah.
me watching
Right.
it.
And yeah, and to me, yeah, it did definitely always just feel like PG-13, like you said. I was like,
Yeah.
this isn't so bad, whatever. But you saying those things back, it is like the twitching, like there's those little things like that,
It's still a pretty light R, I would
it's still light, but
say.
it is enough
Especially
to
by
where
now,
like,
today's standards. By
yeah,
today's standards, I think
right.
like violence, I think it's more of a pass than it used to.
Yeah.
So,
Well, one of mine is, I mean, only from a year before T2, and it scarred me for life. So you're saying I was older and I could handle it. So obviously I couldn't, but it was RoboCop 2. It was, and I've mentioned this before, the Duffy scene whenever he gets sliced down the middle.
Oh, we agree
And
on
like,
this. We agree
yeah,
on
like
this. Yeah.
I don't know why. Like to this day, I've watched it a million times since, right? And like for some reason I was at my like I can still see it. It's one of those I don't have a very good memory, but this is one I see in my mind's eye very clearly, being at my friend's house and he had it on VHS or whatever, and we were watching everything, it was all fine and dandy. And then that happened and I like got so sick to my stomach and I had to leave. I went home. I was like, couldn't handle it. I was like, cold, sweating, like, what is happening? This is horrible. Like, I don't know why. Like, but it did. But man, I don't know. It will never leave my mind. People talk about like fire in the sky and stuff like that. No, that didn't. No, it was Duffy getting sliced down the middle with that
That
razor.
we yes, I had seen RoboCop at that point, and it was very violent. But like something about that Duffy scene when he gets sliced,
Yeah.
there's a tone to the. It's very. It's almost like a horror movie. It feels more like a
Yeah.
horror movie than anything. Like they bring him into that room, and they're all standing around, and the way they make the kid watch, it's like I
Yeah.
felt like I was that kid being forced to
Right.
watch this. That really did rattled me pretty bad. I was like, oh no, I don't like this. Like,
Yeah. It might have to do with the situation, like you're saying, because he's like he's tied down, like he's restrained. He can't do anything. He's just there, like you said, everyone's watching. Like it's like I'm in that situation myself. Like it's like a doctor too, like it felt,
yeah.
like, but it's not very, very weird. I got a few though. Not all of them are like crazy, like scarred me like that, but I've got like, I think I've also mentioned like this didn't really scar me or anything, but it's just a memory. I remember of the waterbed scene and Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were saying you were at a summer party. I was at a summer party, but it was my sister's summer party, and they were watching it because my sister's like 7 years older than me. So they were all watching it. And like, I remember the kid getting pulled into the waterbed, and I was like, what the heck is going on here? But I remember being at a friend's house, another friend's house where, this isn't a kinder trauma thing, but it confused me because we were watching Friday the 13th. I think it was Jason. Is it Jason's Live, the one where it has the paintball
Yes,
scenes?
that is the paintball
Okay,
one, yeah.
right. Okay, so it's like I saw Jason, and then there's these people playing paintball, and then like the murdering happening. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, I was just so confused because like I had never seen Friday the 13th yet, so I knew who Jason was, the character,
Oh.
but then to see like they're playing paintball, I didn't understand that you could be doing the two things at the same time. Okay, real quick. The Flash Gordon, like, is it like the Wood Beast thing where they put their hands in?
I've never seen Flash Gordon.
You haven't? Okay, but that used to
No,
freak me out as a kid.
I.
They put their hands in, like, I'd have to look. I didn't, this is just, I wrote it down off memory. I didn't look it back up. But I think they like put their hands in like some tree or something, and something happens to their hands, and it used to freak me out as a kid. Anyway, Invaders from Mars, Toby Hooper,
I've
the
seen
things on
that.
their necks used to freak me out real bad, and
Oh,
even
yeah.
the end used to just make me very upset because like he like wakes back up and it's like it's happening again. It's like the bad ending, right? Like it wasn't, it was a dream or it wasn't a dream. He sees them over the hill again. He goes back out and like he thinks it's a happy ending, but it's not. Like, oh, it used to mess me up. Also another Toby Hooper, Poltergeist, face pilling, dude in the
Oh,
bathroom,
yeah.
scarred,
That's
another one that,
intense.
yeah,
That's in a PG movie. Like that's it.
exactly,
I know PG-13
exactly.
didn't exist yet, but that's still like pretty
It's
gnarly.
rough. It's a
Yeah.
lot. And those are mine. I think those are the ones that stick with
Oh,
me. Like,
I have more. I just remembered. Okay, I had a babysitter who showed us that movie, The Gate, with like little Steven Dorff from like '87
yeah.
or
With
87.
the little
Like
miniatures or
the
like the
little when
little
the little mini
stop
people
motion
come
things
out.
or
That scared me. But no, there's a part where I think it's Steven Dorff or one of the kids has an eyeball in the palm of their hand, like growing. It's a gross effect. And then he has to stab the eyeball in his hand. That really messed me up. And that was one of those things too, pre-internet, where like I had this image in my head of this movie, but I didn't know what it was for years. So I was like, what the fuck was that movie where the kid had an eyeball in his hand? He had to stab it. So when I found it was like a big victory. I was like, oh, it was The Gate. And there's, I'm gonna put a call out people right now. I need help because there's something I've been searching for years. I don't know if we're ever gonna find it, but it really messed me up. And I don't know if it was a movie or a TV show or a made for TV movie or what this thing was. I remember being at my grandpa's house where we had like five channels because he didn't have cable and we had to work the rabbit ear antennas. And it was this very traumatic thing that was like it felt more like a drama than anything, but it was like a kid, like a little kid right about my age at the time, went and drank like the chemicals under the sink, like not knowing what they were. And it was like and I it was shot very scary from what I remember, like very dark. I remember being like a shot like up a stairway from a basement to the door going into the basement, and I feel like this kid gets into these chemicals and then dies, and the parents find him and they have a funeral and everything. And I was like, I'll never drink the chemicals under the
Was it
like,
like
not
a
like
public service announcement?
it might have been, but if it was the public the scariest PSA I've ever seen in my life. But it felt more like it was a could have been a show or could have been a made for TV movie. I've tried to Google it, I've never found anything. It had to be from like the late 80s. Early 90s, I think it freaked me out like so bad because like just, I never thought about doing that, but I thought I better be
Now
real
I
careful.
am.
Yeah, with the chemicals under the sink because the way they portrayed it was just like horrifying. Like it was like a horror movie more than anything. Like the way it was shot, it was like so dark and like weird angles. I remember and like yeah, I was like he died. Like it's like oh my god.
They got some horror director to film this
Seem
PSA.
like it. I've come up dry on this thing for years. I have no idea what it is, but I would love to find it because it's like burned into my brain. If it was a PSA, it was super effective because trust me, I stayed there. I didn't want to touch the chemicals over the
Sounds like
sink.
it.
I was like, I don't want to touch these things. So if anybody knows, please message me. It's
Yeah, I don't. Definitely let Matt know because I don't know.
bothered me for years. Okay. We did a pretty good job with that one. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I probably got
Okay.
more. I just can't. I couldn't think off the top of my head.
Let's go back to action for a second, because Dirk of VHS Podcast asked us, it's kind of a two-parter or a three-parter, actually. I think there's three in here. Let's go with the
Oh,
easy one
yeah.
first. So, okay, you're at the movies. There's no line for concessions. What do you get? What's your go-to? The funny part was, I was like, Dirk, I don't care if there's a line or not. I'm gonna get my snacks before I go to
That's
the movie.
what I
Like,
was thinking.
there's no line. That's his bonus. But I have been
Right.
late to things before because I was waiting in the concession line. My go-to at well, it's different. I have the theater I go to where they serve actual food a lot. If I
Right.
go to like my local AMC, my go-to is still like just popcorn, extra butter, which AMC has like the butter you can do it
Machines,
yourself, which is
yeah.
great. And I get they have the freestyle Coke machines, which I love, and I always get cherry vanilla Coke. I love cherry vanilla Coke. If I'm
Good.
feeling frisky, I may get a box of Buncha Crunch
Oh, Buncha
with the
Crunch.
sometimes I just get the Buncha Crunch and the drink, or the popcorn and the drink. Sometimes I get the popcorn, the Buncha Crunch, and the drink. It's that's my go-to every time. I'm very creature habit when it comes to my movie snacks. That's about all I ever get is those things.
Okay, that's funny. I don't know if I know anyone who gets Buncha Crunch. So
I love Buncha Crunch.
it's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh.
I think we might have talked about this before. My mom used to get Junior Mints, and then where we were like, well, maybe, and like my mom also got Whoppers, and I hated both those. And then someone was like, well, maybe she got them because you hated them. She knew you would eat them. And
He
I
didn't want
was
to
like, that
share.
makes total sense. And I was like, maybe. But no, I think my mom actually liked them because she would get them at the house too. Anyway,
She's buying them at home too. I don't think it's
right, yeah,
it
it
wasn't
wasn't
she's
just
doing
at
it to
the
mess with
movies.
you.
Yeah, but that was pretty funny. Yeah, I'm kind of the same. So I always get a popcorn, no matter what. I mean, obviously, unless I'm like, whatever, we're going under the normal circumstances. We're gonna get. Well, 1 second. I've got a guest.
Oh, have a guest. This is every time James' podcast or his daughter will usually make an appearance.
Yeah.
People
And
that
then I
can't
have to
see.
like randomly pause and you're like, what's going on? James just stopped mid-sentence. No. She needs something. I don't know. We've got okay, my sister, my not my sister, my her sister's in town, her older sister's in town. She's still coming to me for everything instead of using her. She's the babysitter. Anyway. Okay, popcorn, Reese's Pieces, and soda. That's it.
We're real simple, Derek. We're simple men. I don't even think I ever like switch it up. I'm trying to think of any time I've gotten anything else, and I don't think I could think of anything. I'm gonna keep talking while James is stealing
Sorry,
this.
she's trying to find lollipops.
Oh, I mean,
She wants some movie candy.
that's important business. No, I was like, I'm gonna keep talking because I don't want to edit anything in this episode.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, you keep going. If I have a midlife crisis here in the middle of the show, you just start busting.
Use
I was
all
gonna
my
say,
improv skills.
yes, you gotta and then
Yes, and this whole thing.
I was gonna say the only thing that changed, like, so that's like my go-to for my whole life, but also as like an adult, I used to get I threw in pretzel bites every once in a while. They changed them though, so we kind of quit getting them because they used to be like better. I go to Cinemark and they changed their pretzel bites. And then also, I get sometimes what is it? The Pizza Hut pizzas. I don't know if y'all have those at anyone's. Like
I don't
Cinemark actually
think
has Pizza Hut pizzas. They're like
they
little
just
personal
they serve
pizzas.
pizza, but I don't think it's like branded by anybody. It's like just their pizza.
Yeah,
Do you have
so
AMCs and Regals near you, or it's just Cinemark?
we have AMC and then we have one Regal left.
Yeah, the
We used to
Regals are
have
not
Regals everywhere.
doing
Regal is
great.
where I used to work.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but they all went away. And well, most of them got bought out by AMC actually, where they switched. We have one left. But I don't really ever go there. It's like at the time whenever whenever I was working at theater, it was like the big one. It was like the nice one,
Right.
the biggest one. But now it's still the same one. So it's like, it hasn't been, you know, kept up. So it's like now an older one and like not as good. But we have a
That's
lot of
how ours is,
AMCs.
yeah.
Yeah, and we have a lot of Cinemarks. But Cinemarks are a little closer to me than AMC, so I usually go to Cinemark. But they have Pizza Hut branded personal pizzas. And I mean, they're garbage, but I love them and they taste delicious. But what's funny, this brings up, because I literally went yesterday with the kid to see Luca,
Oh, yeah.
the re-showing of Luca. And I think that they've changed. They don't, it's not Pizza Hut pizza anymore.
Oh.
Because it was in a random, you know, like box.
Box.
And like, I was like, okay, well, maybe they just ran out of Pizza Hut boxes, but the pizza was also a billion times worse, almost unedible.
Ooh,
So that's
that's
going to
not
have to
good.
get cut off that list.
That's upsetting. Okay. Very I see she found the
She got her lollipop.
got her lollipop. I don't know. I'm curious for this one. Best Van Damme VHS box art. Not the
Oh,
best
yeah.
movie, but the best box art. Perhaps the most iconic, even the Van Damme VHSs. I had to look because I was not sure. The funny thing for me, I somehow always bring this movie up, and I don't know how or why, but it was probably Street Fighter because I was like
Yeah.
7, 8 years old when that hit VHS, and was really excited because I didn't get to see it in the theater. And the box art does a pretty good job. It looks really Van Damme's face is gigantic on it, and then you have Raul Julia in the middle as Bison. You have all the like fighting the side characters on the side, all the fighters. And as a kid, I'm like, oh my God, they did it! Like they pulled it off. Like they sold me. That one sticks out. Time Cop always looked cool to me as a kid, but I couldn't rent it because it was rated R. But it was like very intriguing because I'm like, what's this like futuristic sci-fi Van Damme movie called, I mean, Time Cops grabbed my attention too. So those were the two I could
Time
think
Cop?
of.
All
Yeah,
right,
Time
you.
Cop, what's that?
I'm intrigued.
I don't know if I ever saw Cyborg in the video store, but Cyborg is a pretty awesome cover because it's Van
Oh man,
Damme.
yeah, Cyborg. I remember seeing Cyborg's on my short list of. I remember seeing Cyborg all the time with that
Yeah.
weird shotgun thing he's got on his hand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean those are probably my three. What were your answers to that one?
Well, I kind of, yeah, I was thinking of it kind of, I don't know if I was thinking of it differently than you or not, but I was like, you know, he said best, and I was like, does he mean like goofiest or like best as in not really best, but like, because so many of them are so similar. I don't know if you know that. Like, he
I
looks like,
did when I was
I
looking.
mean, you look at Lionheart, you look at, you know, whatever. So they're all like him doing a pose. It was like, he's just got a few poses that he keeps doing in all the box arts. But there are a couple. Like, I really liked a Double Team.
Oh yeah, that is, I almost picked that one too. Like
The
here,
way
I was.
he's holding that gun up right there in front of Rodman. I
Oh
don't know.
yeah.
It's kind of goofy. And then the colors and stuff. And I also, Street Fighter, I mean, he's wearing the little hat. I mean, the little
Has a
bird
little
hat.
beret on,
That's
yeah.
pretty good. But also Cyborg, just because, like, I do remember seeing that all the time when I was a kid in the video store. Like, that was one that stuck out to me.
Yeah,
I
those.
remember Cyborg way before the first time I ever saw Cyborg. Like,
Yeah, I didn't see Cyborg for the first time until like a few years ago. And then I felt bad because I didn't really like it that much. It was like, I've heard there's
we
different
don't.
cuts too. And, you know,
I saw Cyborg on TV a long time ago, but I never saw it like with my full like adult eyes attention. I don't know, you know, until like, you know, we was it something? Was it the we did something? Was it if this movie did something?
Oh, they
Was
did.
it on? Was it for Pune or was it for
I don't remember,
if
but there
this
was
movie
something
comes?
that they did that involved
And
Cyborg, I'm pretty
Cyborg was part
sure.
of it. It might have been last year's movie, was it?
No, it wasn't that, because last year
Maybe it
was
was
like
F. Patrick's birthday.
possibly. I think they watched Nemesis for that though. Albert Pyun.
Yeah, but that's when I ended up buying it and watching it for the first time all the way, like again, since I was a
Right.
kid on
Yeah.
TV. But anyway,
I'll give Cyborg
I
another
think it's
chance. I
fun,
gotta,
but I
yeah.
don't love it either, obviously. But I mean, it's cool for what it is.
Need my hands on that super special cut that I think like Mike Scott has, and probably
Oh yeah,
think
it's
he
got a
imported
different
from
name too,
like,
doesn't it? It doesn't have a different name, like Thrasher or like
yeah, like the
Whirlwind.
what do they call it, the strummer cut. I think it's a guitar thing because everything's guitar related in the movie or
Okay.
something. Like, I don't know. I gotta get my hands in that
Stratocaster.
special cut that, like, I think our buddy Mike Scott
Absolutely.
has for the importer from like Paraguay or France or Italy or so. Like, I don't know where it came
Slinger.
from. Oh, the
Called
Slinger cut. That's
Slinger.
it. Yes. Okay.
Mike was hating us for a second there. Well, a lot of people were,
Oh,
but
sorry, all the
Slinger.
Cyborg fans out there. I do like
Cyborg's
some Pune
cool.
movies. That's I, but not that one. That one,
Yeah.
it's okay. It's not even like the worst thing, but I just, yeah. I mean, when Van Damme kicks himself off a cross, that is pretty
That is
great.
pretty
Like,
crazy.
that's movies right there. Okay, last part of Dirk's, or last question of Dirk's, I should say. So that actually, I have a lot of answers to this one, so I'm excited. Action scenes that you couldn't believe what you were seeing.
Oh man, I'm glad you got a lot because this is where my ignorance comes through. It's like I'm not a good guy to answer this question. Maybe just because I feel like mine are obvious or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. I also feel like maybe the problem is that I feel like part of my problem is I come from it because I'm like, we are on Twitter enough to where we see these kind of like prompts all the time. And it's like, this is one that kind of gets brought up, I'd say, a lot, like coolest action scenes of all time, but then it's like those are just the ones that flow through my mind, and I'm like, I start questioning myself, and it's like behind the scenes, can I put that down if it wasn't even my original? Like it's like, what is it, like imposter syndrome or something? I'm like, this isn't even really my own. But
I got plenty to throw out here, so I'll just start going. Definitely the opening scene of Blade in the
okay.
theater, because that blew my mind. And then the next year I saw The Matrix, and the
Okay.
shootout in the lobby was
Yeah.
like the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life at
Yep.
that point. In Hard Boiled, I mean, I could just pick any of the three. The opening tea house shootout, the warehouse shootout, and the hospital one's really the one that like blew my mind, especially when they get on the elevator and get off another floor and keep having a shooting, which I found out later was even more impressive because they just get in the elevator and close the doors, and the crew like reassembled that
Right.
set in like under
And then
30
they open
seconds,
the
something
doors. Yeah.
crazy. And like, I mean, the Hard Boiled was a complete game changer. I mean, the end of the Killer, the church shootout is pretty incredible because like just how like I think bleak and mean that one is too. Like,
Right.
God, what else was there? I had more. Oh, a movie I feel like people don't talk about anymore. Tony Jaa's The Protector has two. There's one where he goes up a staircase,
Yep, staircase,
and then my
definitely.
God, the end fight when he's just like breaking everybody's arms and legs. Like, is like so awesome. Love it so much. The one from last year, John Wick 4, the over the top or the
Yeah.
overhead view with the fire shotguns. Like, I was levitating out of my seat. What
You have to.
I feel like I keep going, but that's probably enough for me. But
Yeah.
those
And
are the
there's
ones
a,
that
yeah.
stick out.
Sorry. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, there's a million. And also, like, I shouldn't have said that thing. Like, obviously, that's the reason that those prompts go around. Like, we all love them. That's not like just because someone else likes it, I can't like it too. That would be crazy if we, anyway, sorry. Still like, in my own mind thinking about that stupid yeah my one I, the Matrix obviously like I was kind of thinking of the question as like this, for my like couldn't believe I was seeing but not necessarily like and like just stuff I hadn't seen before kind of or like for me at the time or whatever so like the Matrix and then I was thinking like the next year Crouching Tiger Hidden Dragon right like when I saw those I had never seen any of those Wuxia movies or anything like that up until that point, right? Like I hadn't gotten into any of that. So I hadn't seen anything like that. So that was the first time I seen it. I was like, oh wow, this is cool. Like this, like I was one of those like newbies or whatever. Like that was opening my eyes to something that I didn't know existed. Obviously, like or like I'm also like, can't believe I'm seeing it in this movie was like Malignant. Right?
Oh
Like it's
yeah.
like when that happens, you're like, you don't expect that. You don't think you're going to see something like that in that movie whenever it happens. Like, if no matter what anyone can say about like trying to guess like the plot or they knew what was going on, or like, you don't know that that action scene is going to happen right there in
Right.
that way, in that fashion. Like, anyway, so like that, those are my three simple ones. Because
Yeah,
those
that's
other
good.
ones, like all those other ones are like you said, are great, but I was never like in my mind like thinking like, oh man, like I just thought they were awesome, right? Like but they weren't like something where I was like, oh, I can't imagine. You know, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but like The Matrix was something I felt like I'd never seen. Crouching Tiger, I'd never seen people floating on treetops, you know, or flying on treetops, whatever. And obviously Malignant, I didn't expect to ever see something like that in a horror movie.
Yeah, no, there's those, I mean, those are all good ones, so that's good. And there's a bunch of stuff I've seen in Hong Kong action movies where I'm like, how do they do that? Did anyone die? Like,
Right.
I
Oh,
could,
also,
sorry.
sorry.
Yeah, go
Upgrade.
ahead. Oh, Upgrade
The
is,
upgrade action scenes. It's the way those are filmed. Like, I
yeah.
never kind of, like, that was a kind of felt like such an innovative new
Yeah,
thing to do.
that movie's kind of I feel like it's not talked about enough. And it's only been like 6 years, but I still feel like, so
It
I need to talk
randomly
about
gets brought
Upgrade.
up, and everyone's like, upgrade is the best in the world. And then it goes away, and then someone a year later
Right,
says,
right.
upgrade is the best in the
Upgrade's really,
world.
I do see
Don't
it on Twitter
forget,
every
upgrade's the
once in a while.
best.
Someone's like, Upgrade's super cool, and everyone's like, yeah. And then like it just goes away again. But I guess that's the nature of things. God, there's some tough ones left. I don't know. Let's do our best with this. Okay, Preston, our buddy Preston Mitchell asked us, which living director would you like to see adapt a classic horror character, and which character would it be?
Yeah, that one's tough.
Oh,
What do you got?
I gotta go first.
Oh, I mean, I'll go first if you want.
No, you're
You want me to
fine.
go? Let me find it. What did I put?
Well,
Oh,
who's to
okay.
Robert Eggers is adapting Nosferatu, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, and
That
that's
is
not
a
my
good one.
answer, but I'm just saying like something like that is
Right.
like,
That's
it's funny
a
that's
perfect one.
happening. That's happening with other stuff.
I feel like that's where he was kind of coming from. Like, he's like, you know, everyone's excited for that, and that like feels like it fits so perfectly.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I have to work backwards in this. I love Bride of Frankenstein. Great movie. But I have forever been disappointed in how little time she's in the actual movie. What is it, 2 minutes? Like it is, but no one can prepare you for how little she's in a movie called Bride of Frankenstein. I really
It's your
want
movie.
somebody to do a full-on Bride of Frankenstein movie where she's, the main part of it in it.
Right.
And I don't know. My first thoughts, I've been on a little kick. And she almost did a Dracula movie, I think. Karen Kusama, who I think is super underrated, and I feel like I like her horror stuff, and I feel like she would do a good job.
Yeah, I like
I'm
her
trying,
too.
who else could do that? But I want a Bride
Bride
of
of
Frankenstein
Frankenstein.
movie.
Okay.
Like, please, somebody. She's my first thought because I know she's dabbled in horror, and she almost had a very cool sounding like Dracula Vampire Project that didn't get off the ground.
I
So
remember.
like she's like circling this kind of stuff. So yeah, that was easier than I thought once I figured that out. So there you go.
I got a couple. My two that I chose were, I think that Lynn Ramsey should make a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde movie,
Oh.
and I think that Nicholas Winding Refn should make a Phantom of the Opera movie.
Oh my God. I want to see both those movies. Yeah, that's really good. Wow.
Those are mine.
When is Refn going to make another movie? What
I
is
don't
the
know.
making
But that's why
TV
I
shows?
thought it would be cool to see Phantom, because like you think of that, like with his style over that story, like you could get some
Oh yeah.
cool visuals, man.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Okay. Carmelita, my favorite
Oh
people,
yeah.
asked us, this might be the toughest question, honestly. This may be the one I pained the most over, but it's a good question. It was just hard. So Carmelita asked us, if you had
Or
a
is it
time,
easy?
well, maybe for you it was easy, but not for me.
You're
If you
thinking
had
too hard about
an if you had a time machine and could go back to be on any set for the making of any movie, which would it be? This is, I don't know. Well, I'm gonna rule out, I don't want to be on the set for anything that was like a disaster or hard to
Right.
make. Like, I don't want to be on the Apocalypse Now set. Like, I don't like some people I think would be like, I want to see how chaotic it was. I don't want that. I want to be on like a fun set. So I don't know. If you have an answer,
You
please
don't
go
know?
ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I agree with that 100%, except for one of mine, which is I mean, this is obviously a catch-all, every Tony Scott movie,
Oh,
including,
well,
you know, Last Boy Scout,
Last
which
Boy
did
Scout where
have it,
things were a
right? I want
disaster.
to see every day on that set. I want to see what was really happening. But I also want to see it from everyone's point of view. So I need to duplicate myself so I can follow everyone around and get a full picture of how that production was going. So that's my cheat answer. And then also, this is, we've got some pretty good behind the scenes stuff, so we've seen, but I also want to be on set for The Abyss because that just seems
You do want to be
wild.
an insect protector? I read
Yeah.
about how people got
Yeah.
hurt and just in
Yes, I gotta
terrible
see all of it.
condition.
I want to see it in person, not just on the behind the scenes
On the
documentary stuff.
fantasy. That's the kind of set I was thinking of I would avoid,
You would
like a
avoid, yeah.
crazy set
No,
like
those
The
are the ones
Abyss.
I do want to be on those sets.
I mean, God, this is tough. Because, like, obviously, Tony Scott thing is a good answer. And I would want to see, like, how he worked. It was like, I'm thinking of two minds. I'm like, do I want to see it from, like, a technical filmmaking standpoint or, like, just a hangout,
Right.
like
Or
a
do you just want
fun
to see, like,
hangout thing?
you want to go to Singing in the Rain and just see how did they do this? Like, this is amazing. This crazy movie. Seeing it
Right.
all come together.
Or just like a really a set that seems like it was simple and fun. Like this is a really weird
A ghost
answer, but
story?
like, huh? No, I'm thinking of like the
Maybe go
Anchorman
something
set or
small.
something.
Oh,
I don't,
okay.
like, let me go hang out on the Anchorman set. That seems like a fun time. Low stress, everyone's having fun.
You want to go to the set of Buried?
Oh
Isn't
God,
that the movie with Ryan Reynolds?
no, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah,
Where he's
who's
in
in a
the
coffin together.
yes, that's the set you want to be on.
What's a? I thought of a fun Ocean's 11 would be fun because I feel like that's just a bunch of cool movie stars
Yeah,
and hanging out
yeah,
in Vegas. Like,
yeah.
that seems like a good time. I was thinking more from perspective of like,
For
what's a
like
good,
having fun,
yeah,
like
having
just having a
fun,
good time. Yeah.
yeah, pulling pranks on each other like they. I hear George Clooney does, and
Yeah, then you would want to hang out on like ensemble movies, or like
yeah. Oh my
be on
God,
the set of
From Dusk Till
Magnolia,
Dawn, the
or
From Dusk
Boogie
Till Dawn
Nights.
set, which I heard
Yeah,
was
From
like
Dusk
nothing
Till
but a
Dawn. Yeah.
party for however
Any
long they
Quentin
were
Tarantino
shooting.
movie, basically, you know,
Yeah,
like.
although I did. I think Carmelita I brought up actually on the that whole there's a documentary called fuck what Full Tilt Boogie
Oh yeah.
where that set seems like
Not the
I mean the
greatest.
set seems fun but like some of the it's a weird it's a weird like douchiness kind of
Yes.
like
It was
especially
well, it's
Tarantino
the
at the time
90s, man. You know,
yeah
it was kind of weird.
I mean the crew was having fun so I don't you
Yeah.
know like but Tarantino I think was at his peak of like being full of himself so it's probably still be fun God, I don't know. That's it's hard. That's a tough question.
It is
Like,
tough. But I mean, like, yeah, and like you can come at it, like you're saying, from different, like you just want to be on a fun set that's just like everyone going crazy, or do you want to see some crazy stuff happening,
right.
like the
It's
abyss, or
almost like, do you want to go and like do research, or do you want to go and hang out? Like, do you want to
right?
go and like see how somebody works? Like, there's a lot of directors that want to see how they would work, but I feel like it'd be hard. Like, go to like the
Yeah,
set of like Hardboiled and see how John Woo shot all the
did all
action
that,
scenes, like.
yeah.
But that
You want to
probably
be on
seems
the
pretty
set of like
intense.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, see how they did
Oh
all that
yeah,
with them.
how they did all that.
It's just funny because it's also weird because like we do have so many like behind the scenes things, but like it's still not being there like in person.
Right.
Like I want to think about it. Like she asked, like if we were actually could be there ourselves, you know, like sure we can watch a lot of behind the scenes, but that's not the same as being there.
It's true. Okay, let me see here.
She probably has something in her mind she's thinking of, like.
Yeah, Carmelita, I want to hear your answer to that
Yeah, like it's got to
question.
be some weird movie. Like she's thinking of like she want to be on set of The Lost Boys and see, I don't know,
Maybe not. The Corys would be there.
right?
She's
That's
made
true.
her case on the
That'd be too
Corys.
much.
I would love to hear Carmelita's answer to that question. I bet she has a good
Yeah,
answer.
or she knows something that happened on some set that she's thinking of. And she wants to be there for it.
God, okay. Our buddy Tank. Every week, Tank is saying something nice about the show. We're retweeting, so thank you to Tank.
Yeah, another nice guy.
Yes, who I don't know if I should. We're Facebook friends too. His real name is Josh. I don't know if I
Not
should
that no
say.
one else is nice guy. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you're all nice. I don't.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, that this one I also have
didn't
noticed,
want to
like
when I
kind of like
want to
Andy, where
blow.
you're like,
Yeah.
you just never, I've never seen him like ever say any. Not that I've seen anyone else, right? Like
Right,
most
right.
of our friends are pretty
I
good.
want to blow Tank's secret identity, but I know his first name is Josh. I won't say more.
Oh.
we're Facebook friends. I can say that. But he has two questions. He said easy one. This may
Yeah,
not be that
that's
easy.
always the giveaway that it's not going to be easy is when you say,
This could just be a very
this is
long-winded
easy.
answer. But what are your guys' most anticipated movies at this point in the year? Also, what are your favorites so far?
Favorite so far is easy because I've only seen two 2024 movies.
I've seen like five, and I think only like four of those were in the theater.
You're right. One of mine was.
It's been slow going so far
Yeah,
for
it
movies this
is.
year. I was telling, it's funny, this came up with a friend of mine the other day. I was like, I think it's gonna be kind of like a down year for movies overall
For real.
because I think the strikes, I think push things, they mess the
Yeah.
schedule up. So you're
Well,
gonna get a
yeah,
lot.
I read the, because I was reading some of these questions to my wife, you know, whenever I was going through them and answering or trying to answer them, get some quick answers written down last night, just so I wasn't like completely blank, right? And that was when I said, and she's like, "What's even come out?" And I was like, you're kind of right. Yeah. Not much. I mean, there's been a handful, but not like, you know, there's not that many movies for a normal person for her to say, you know, like she can't even think of like anything, right?
Right.
She's
This is not.
coming at it from the normal out in the world, this regular human that has no vested interest in movies.
Gonna pick up a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I've got a lot written down for what I'm anticipated for, but my favorite so far this year is Dune because I've only seen Dune and Roadhouse. So, I mean, out of those
I
two, Dune is my favorite, you know?
normally I almost feel like I'd be like, oh, I don't want to say because I make a top 10, but that top 10 will probably be very different
Oh
by the end of the year.
yeah.
I mean, my
Terrible
top,
movie.
I just was looking like my top three of the year so far, and again, this is not against much competition, but Dune Part Two, Love Lies Bleeding, and Jason
Yeah.
Statham's The Beekeeper.
Yeah, and see, I haven't rented Beekeeper yet. I missed it in
Oh,
theater.
I love
I was
Beekeeper.
gonna go see Love Lies Bleeding Thursday night, ended up not being able to because like I told you before the show, just a bunch of stuff been going on. But oh, sorry, I said Dune, but I'm looking at it because I spell it DEUXNE because it's, you know, Dune.
Oh,
Dune Part Two. Anyway.
do part two.
I'm so
That
funny.
Twitter comedian James
I
Collins.
say Dune and I expect you to hear the DEUXNE when I'm saying
I could not.
it.
But that's it. I mean, there's some other stuff that's okay. I think I've seen less than 10 2024 movies, and it's almost March is almost over.
Yeah.
Which I guess is maybe not abnormal after 3 months, like, but you
Right.
know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not crazy. I've also just, I have been like having a real tough time. Like, I haven't been able to get out to the theater at all this year, hardly. And even like just there, I feel like there hasn't been as quite as much stuff like streaming, new stuff streaming
Yeah.
yet. But like, I did watch Roadhouse. I mean, that's like the one, but
Yeah. I'll do
I'm just
mine
being a
really
bad movie watcher right now.
I know it's
I
tough.
always end up having to say that on this show. I'm gonna have to quit coming on here.
No, we talk about older stuff, so you're fine. You don't have to keep up with newer stuff for this show. Okay, I'm gonna run through my 2024 movies that I'm excited about really quickly. I'm just
Yeah,
gonna
me too.
kind
Okay.
of I'm excited about The Fall Guy, which I already thought looked fun. Everybody was shitty on, and now that it played at South by Southwest, and a bunch of critics are like, "Guys, Fall Guy is fun." I'm like,
Yep.
"Aha, aha,
Looks good to me.
vindication." So,
I've got that one, so we can mark that off for me. I'm excited
okay,
for that.
Furiosa,
Yep, obviously. I
we're
say
all
obviously.
excited.
Some people seem to be shitting on it for, oh, because they like to shit on things. Anyway.
I was kind of looking forward to Ballerina, the John Wick spinoff, but then I heard something where I think it was oh my God, McShane. Why am I blanking on his name?
Ian McShane?
Yes, Ian McShane. Thank you. He like let an interview slip, this, making it sound like the Ballerina crew because it's directed by Len Wiseman. Not the most exciting news. Sorry, Len
Right,
Wiseman.
I know.
That he kind of let it slip that like it sounded like Ballerina was having issues and they had to call in Chad Stahelski to like help out with maybe the action. So I'm a little weary of Ballerina now. Like, I'm not so sure. I'm excited for Bad Boys 4 because I like
Yeah.
the last Bad Boys.
Yep, still excited for that. I always will be excited for that. And I'm same on Ballerina because like it's just I'll wait and see. Right, I don't want to pass judgment, obviously.
Yeah, I
You
mean,
don't like to hear stuff like that, but I'm definitely just gonna wait.
I'm just kind of like, ooh, like I'll see it, but I'm still kind of like a little weary. The Costner Westerns, Horizon.
Yeah, obviously. And that's so weird. It's still weird to me that those are coming out this year, like so
Yeah.
soon.
And like 3 months apart or 2 months
Yeah.
apart or something. Alien Romulus after that
Yep.
trailer.
That's
I'm
my
excited
number
about
one.
that. I'm excited. They get look, that trailer gets down to the face huggers are fucking terrifying. I hate those things.
I love everything alien. I'm an alien head, so yeah.
I'm excited. God, I'm almost at the end of the year and I don't know what else.
Okay, you want me to list off some more for you,
Yeah,
see if you're excited too?
I
Monkey
think that's
Man.
it. Oh, I forgot about Monkey Man. I'm excited for that.
Monkey Man, I got what else do I got? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, yeah, I am. I'm
Dun,
gonna see
dun,
that too. Yeah.
dun. What else do I got? Maxine, if it comes out. These are all, some of them are also like, you know, I don't think they have stone cold release dates, right?
Oh,
Like, but they're
yeah.
like
I think Ty West
expected.
finally announced that the release date for Maxine's like around July 4th. I can't remember exactly
Okay,
what he said, but
good.
he said it
Then,
recently.
so this year, yes, good. I'm kind of excited to see Borderlands.
I
You
again,
heard it
I'm
here
very
first,
like
folks.
weary. I'm not sure.
I love the games. I don't think that there's anything crazy looking bad about the trailers, other than it just looks like whatever. I mean, it doesn't. I'm just gonna see it because I like Borderlands. You know, like I'm excited. I'm excited to see stuff in that universe. Whether, you know, again, what I don't have much to go on. I have a little trailer that, you know, whatever. It's just people being goofy in a trailer. That's another thing I should say when I preface this. I'd watch that trailer. I don't watch that many trailers. I watch that because it's Borderlands. Who cares? Like, it's a big property, right? Already, so.
Right.
But like, if it's something brand new, I think I've told you and Chris and Andy this. Like, if it's some brand new like thing, I try not to watch a trailer if it's posted online or whatever. If it's in the theater, of course, I have no choice. I guess I could close my eyes and cover my ears, but you know, I watch trailers in the theater, so I catch some stuff there. But I tend to not watch trailers, so it's tougher for me to always know what I'm excited for, unless I read about it, like hear that it's coming up. I'm excited for the Civil War movie. I like all his movies. I like Men even. What else do I got? Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Oh, I forgot about that
Boom,
one.
boom,
Yeah.
boom, boom, boom. Like it. Looks fun. Looks fun. I like fun. I don't care. Say what you want. Looks fun. Boy Kills World. Watched that trailer against my better judgment, but I'm glad I did. It looked pretty cool. Long Legs. Haven't watched the trailer, but everyone seems to say it's crazy looking.
Thank God you're here because I have forgotten about so many of the ones you've named already. Like, and I will see all these things you've named. I just forgot about the listing them. Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
Long Leg looks crazy.
you already said Nosferatu, right? I think that's supposed to come out Christmas, right?
Let me look. You keep talking. I'll look for that.
Okay. I've got. Okay, this is one I just saw, but I actually haven't heard anything about it until I just randomly saw it when I was looking up some release dates. There's a new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Trap.
Oh, yes, I saw the trailer for this
You saw a trailer for it?
before Immaculate. I didn't know there even was a trailer. Usually I'm the guy who's like seen the trailer already and I'm like, oh, it's this trailer. Didn't know what the hell this was. And I was like, oh, it's a new Emily Shyamalan. And I'm very intrigued by this movie. I think it looks good. It looks interesting. And he's been on, for me, he's been doing
Wait,
well
what?
lately.
Wait, okay, I got a question for you. And I don't mean, I mean this in the, what movie was it?
The
You saw the
Shyamalan
trailer
movie?
for
Hold
Trap?
on.
Are you
Is
sure?
it? Let me look up the name because the planning
Because
is.
I'm only asking because his daughter has a movie coming out that is on my list as well. And I want to make sure that that's not the one you're talking about
You know
because I
what's
saw a
funny?
trailer for that.
I saw the trailer and I like don't remember them putting the name of the movie now. It just said like M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, okay, so that's another movie on my list right now, The Watchers.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you
Okay.
saw?
No, I saw. Okay, I saw The Watchers. I'm sorry.
Okay,
That's.
yes, that's his daughter's movie.
Oh, well, he put his name,
Yeah, well, he's
or they
producing it and
somebody put
stuff,
his
right?
name all over it. So
Yeah.
I was fooled and thought it was the other M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, so he's supposedly got his own movie coming out too. But yeah, I did see that Watchers trailer before Dune 2. It
Well, The
does look pretty
Watchers still
cool.
looked good. I just was
Yeah.
fooled.
That's where
I
they're all in
was.
the house or whatever in the forest or
Dakota Fanning, right?
yeah, Dakota.
Yeah, yep.
And then the last one I have is Humaine, which I've only seen that poster that just got posted, which is like, I guess David Cronenberg's, is it his
Daughter.
daughter? Yeah. So
Yeah.
like, there you go. A
Um,
lot, but
I, yeah, I, it's going to be a weird year, I think. A lot of the stuff that's coming out, I kind of have like almost any reservations about.
yeah.
But it's a weird, I was thinking too, it's a weird year because like a bunch of the directors I like don't have a movie coming out. No
Yeah.
Nolan, no Scorsese, no Spielberg, no Tarantino, no
Yeah.
PTA, no Jordan Peele. There's a like a weird, like a lot of the guy, and apparently Nosferatu is scheduled to come out on Christmas of this
Today?
year,
Heck
which is an
yeah.
odd time to release an Eggers
That'd be
horror
awesome though,
movie.
man. Christmas Day, everyone
It's
goes see
fun.
Nosferatu. Hell yeah.
So that'll be interesting. We'll
You
see
get
what
grandpa
happens.
and grandma like go see
It's Nosferatu. You know, it's a classic horror movie.
Nosferatu.
Go on, everybody.
You're like, we saw this when it first premiered.
Like,
Oh,
how
not that
old are you guys?
Nosferatu. Oh, sorry, those are great grandparents.
He had a part two to his question. So, in the midst of so many IPs and properties, games, cartoons,
Oh,
classic toys being optioned or adapted nowadays, what are a few that you guys would like to see done? This is tough, and I kind of feel bad. I didn't think about this question beforehand. I should have. Because I know there's been stuff where I've been like, why have they adapted that yet? And now I'm totally blanking. The one thing that I want to see adapted eventually, and I don't know why they haven't done it, is somebody needs to adapt Resident Evil 4 into an actual movie.
movie.
Because I love that game so much, and I feel like it could be, it'd probably be very expensive, but I think it could be. There's, I think it's ripe to be a movie. I think that story's so compact, like it's in the Resident Evil world, but it's like he's just trying to save the president's daughter, and there's crazy shit on like an island, like or you know, like a village. Like it's you
President has
could
been
do,
kidnapped by ninjas. No, sorry.
yeah. That movie could definitely be done and then tie into other Resident Evil stuff because the games are so popular still, and like
Well, they
I
keep
don't know
making
what
movies too.
they do. Did you
I
like
mean, in
Walking
all
Raccoon City?
genres. No, I didn't watch that.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No,
Okay.
I didn't watch that
I'm
one.
mixed on that one. I
I
like
didn't catch that one.
it's very true to the games, like for some parts of it, but I didn't love it, but it's okay. But I just someone make a Resident Evil 4 movie. Like it's right that the game is so popular, it'd be fairly straightforward, like story-wise. It again probably very expensive, but I don't know how they would do it. But
If you want to, yeah, depending, yeah, I guess, yeah, depending on how good you want it to look, it's going to be expensive.
right.
And
I
you
mean,
want it to look
there's
good.
I do. There's God, what else is there? There's plenty of stuff, like, but they keep bringing stuff back, so I can't think of things that
Right.
have been like
It's tough.
left behind that I'm like, oh, why haven't they made a Street Sharks movie yet or something? I'm like, there's some stuff where I'm like, okay, I get why they can't adapt that. Like, I guess we aren't getting a Big Bad Beetleborgs motion picture anytime soon. Like,
Well, that was one of mine is like, I put Mask, the
oh
old
God,
cartoon.
yeah.
But like, I don't know, you can't really make a movie out of that. But it'd be cool, if they could. I mean, even make it a show. I don't care. You don't have to make it a movie, but like a
Oh,
live
I
action Mask show.
another one that they've talked about for years, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Someone's got it. Like Michael Keaton right now is like perfect to play old Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Just find Terry McGinnis, do Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
You have the technology to make that like I think look good now. Like 20 years ago when the show came out, I guess it would be like you could probably still, I
Yeah.
don't know what I'm saying, but like I think they could make a futuristic world look cool. Do it as like a I mean, DC is doing so much weird spin-off shit anyway. It's not like it would matter. Like, it would throw off the timeline. Like, just make a Batman Beyond. It's in the future anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, you do
So,
whatever you want.
I don't know. They gotta do that. Well,
Are
Michael Keaton's
you
still
want a
around.
live action Batman Beyond? Right?
Yeah,
That's what
yeah.
you're saying, because you got Michael Keaton. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking they could do it like, obviously animated, like using some like cool
They
animation
are.
techniques.
It's funny you reminded me because I almost said this one, but I didn't say it. A movie come out this year that I'm glad they're doing an animated Transformers movie that I
Oh yeah.
think like Transformers 1
One,
or two,
yeah. I'm
and
sorry. I almost wrote that down, but I wasn't. I was like, oh, I
it
don't know.
sounds cool. Like, and
This sounds
it's
cool.
like what they should have in Transformers originally, which is like just the Autobots and Decepticons fighting each other. I think it's like the battle for Cybertron. Cool. I'll see it. I'll be there. Like, don't need to bring humans into it. Just have them fight each other. It's fine.
Right.
So I don't know. That'd be
That could be cool.
I'm gonna think of more after we end this episode, I'm
Yeah.
sure.
Well,
But
there's also a Lord of the Rings movie cartoon, like a cartoon movie, like the War of the Rohirrim or
oh,
something.
that's right. Oh
It,
yeah.
it's an
Okay.
animated movie too.
I
And I'm like,
forgot that was
that's
coming
crazy.
out.
Like, yeah, I think that's coming out this year. Another one I thought of for like IP though was BioShock. I feel like that would be a good
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
That
I don't
could
know
be
why they haven't
condensed
adapted
into
that.
a movie.
They tried. They or
Right.
they
Yeah, I
were
know. I
it,
remember they talked about it forever. And...
who was it? It was
Verbinski?
yes, it was Gore Verbinski was gonna
Verbinski?
do.
Yeah.
He knows how to work around water. He
Right.
can make
Well, and I was gonna say,
BioShock
yeah,
work.
and like even like the look of like even The Ring and like whatchamacallit, what I'm bl totally blanking on that last movie with Dhane and Maxine.
Cure for Wellness. Cure for Wellness.
Wellness. Yeah, those like even the like look of those, I feel like t like lends itself to that, like the
Yeah.
color, like the scheme of the aesthetics of BioShock.
BioShock's a good one. I am still shocked to this day that they never got a Halo movie off the ground with how popular Halo was. I think the time has passed and people don't like that show, from what I understand.
Yeah, I know. I still started season two. I'm scared. I haven't heard
Like, I'm
anything
good.
good.
I don't need that. Oh, and you know, one thing I've always wanted them to adapt, and they never have in any. I would take an animated series. I would take a movie on Disney Plus. Shadows of the Empire, based off
Yeah.
the game and the book and all the, you know, like, but never a movie or a
Old Dash
cartoon.
Rendar.
Dash Rendar, get him in. Love that guy. That's what I want to talk to Andy and Chris on
Yes.
Imperial Scum about, is Shadows of the Empire, because that kind of got me into Star Wars, or it was when I was getting into Star Wars, was like that happened and the movies
That
got
time.
re-released the next year, so it was like
Right, like
that.
the beginning of the like Renaissance, kind of basically the Star Wars
Yeah.
re
So we had
reemergence.
some answers for those. That was good. So
Yeah, it was
okay.
like the end of the dead zone of Star Wars, kind of, I guess, or whatever,
Yes,
like that
exactly. It was
period.
like it was coming back to life, it felt like, at
Yeah.
that point. So okay. Questions from the Movies You Missed podcast asked us, what do you think is the realistic future of physical media?
Oh,
Which is kind of a big
yeah.
question for two guys like us to answer, but we'll do our
You're right.
best.
Who are we? I mean, I don't know.
Well, James
That's a
wants
question for Anthony.
slipcovers out of here if they're the same
That
artist.
I do. Well, I mean, listen, but seriously though, if you think about it from a, I don't know how much a piece of cardboard costs, probably not much, but how many people sell them online or throw them in the trash or whatever? Like, you gotta save at least a dollar, like every, 100
True.
Blu-rays or whatever that they're wasting on those slipcovers. Anyway, that's besides the point. That's not what we have. I was gonna say, like the way it is now, kind of almost is how I see it kind of staying for a while, with boutique labels and just like the studios are releasing movies here and there, but there's the boutique labels take over.
That's kind of how it feels, although I'm kind of weirdly optimistic, because I think the studios figured out, like, that, you know, they could make money. I feel they're almost going backwards, because, like, didn't Disney just sign up, like, with Sony or somebody to put out stuff on disc, like, to
Yeah. Oh,
distribute their stuff? So,
well, that was kind of a side thing. It was where I was like, also maybe they're, who knows if anyone up top cares or is like seeing like what's happened with like the Cameron movies and Oppenheimer where they're
right.
like actually
Sold
selling.
out.
And
Yeah.
so like maybe we will see a little bit of a turnaround where we get more studios just kind of going back and just releasing everything again, like we expect or are used to get, back in the day on DVD, especially like where everything came out felt like, but I don't know, like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it could be funny. I'm taking this off the cuff, but like these boutique labels, if it keeps going, like, they're all seem like they're doing pretty well for the most part, like, and they're doing their thing, and it's, you know, they have their people that they sell to, and they're very loyal fan base. So I almost feel like the boutiques might start getting bigger movies to release, like, because they have to dig so deep right now. But I mean, if Disney's like going to Sony to put discs out, maybe. Not saying Disney would do it, like maybe other company, and other companies already do lend their stuff out, like MGM and Paramount seem like they open up a lot of their stuff to these companies. Maybe they start putting out like bigger movies, like maybe they start putting out like, you
And
know,
some of them have recently.
that's
Hasn't
true.
even Vinegar Syndrome gotten a few like
Vinegar
big
Syndrome has
studio
under like
movies like
that VSU line. Yeah. So I don't feel like it's going anywhere. I'm kind of with you. I think it might kind of stay where it's at and
Yeah.
maybe even get better. I would
Right.
say for at
Yeah,
least.
I don't feel like it's gonna get worse, definitely. I feel like
No,
it's
I don't
either
think
gonna
it's gonna
stay
get worse
like
at
it is now
all.
or it'll get, like you said, better.
Yeah, like I'm not worried about it. I don't think it's gonna get like, there's
Yeah.
always like doom and gloom, but I feel like there's been more articles recently too that are like, hey guys, you should buy movies on physical. Like, no shit. Kind of feels like, hey, but I'll take the exposure if these like mainstream
Right.
news publications will be like, hey, you should still buy Blu-rays and DVDs. Like, you probably should. Yeah,
You
like.
should listen. I mean, you obviously should because I've had 2 days in the last week where my internet went out for hours at a time. I mean, oh God, first world problem, I know, but like, what am I doing? I'm throwing on Blu-rays in the background. You can't throw on anything streaming if you don't have the internet. Like, so
Right.
it's nice to have all my kids freaking out
Listen.
because you don't can't watch Bluey. It's like, well, at least I got, some Frozen to throw in there, whatever.
I felt like a hero the other day because one of my good friends wanted to watch 28 Days Later, and he
And
didn't
you
know
had
about
it.
all the stuff going on. And he's like, man, I don't know how it came up, but he was like, him and his girlfriend wanted to watch it. And he's like, man, dude, we can't find 28 Days Later streaming anywhere. And I was like, you're not gonna be able to. He's like, don't worry, friend, I have the Blu-ray. And he's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, now take care. That's a $100 Blu-ray. Like, please. So and my girlfriend's looked up stuff where she's like, oh, it's not streaming or streaming for
Yeah.
free anywhere too. Like, you got to pay to rent it. And I'm like, don't worry, pulled off the shelf, like I got it right here. Like, so I, you know, I feel like people kind of are seeing the value in it more. Like, just the general public is kind of like, we all got so hyped up on streaming, and it was good for a while. It's still
It's
useful. I
still
mean,
good. I mean,
still
yeah, it's
good.
not bad. I think they can live together. That's
I
you just
think
can't
the
have one
studios,
or the other
yeah,
by
just
themselves.
realizing like we probably need both. Like, we probably shouldn't completely abandon putting stuff on on physical. So I mean, that's when I see stuff like Disney trying to figure out ways to put out more discs, I'm like, well, that's good. And the other companies still lend their stuff out to other companies to put out. I think I'm with you. I think it's going to stay like pretty steady, I would say, for at least for another like solid decade. I mean, I don't, it like it depends on what happens with streaming services, like, because you know that's been a battle. So yeah, I'm pretty hopeful. I think we both are. So
I'm
I
hopeful too. And it is funny. Oh shoot, just literally lost my train of thought. Think what that happens. Well, okay,
being
dude.
hopeful, I don't know. I don't know. That'll
Man,
be.
oh that I tell you, that happens to me. I hate there is nothing worse than when I'm literally about to say it and then it just pops out of my brain.
I know.
What the
Happens to me all
heck?
the
Oh man. I think it had to do with whenever I was saying about owning the, you know, the anyway.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well.
I think it's a good, I think it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I was gonna say. No, it had to do with you saying Disney, like I think that's another thing. We've seen the releases of like some of the shows, right? Like the Star Wars
Oh
shows and stuff. Like
yeah.
they're no one kind of thought a lot of those were gonna it was gonna like end up being like Netflix where a lot of stuff doesn't get released at all. But now they're doing it and it's like they're doing more and it's like okay maybe they're gonna just start you know especially if people buy them right like
Right.
they're gonna keep doing it they want money you buy them they're gonna make them right
Yeah,
all they
that's
care
true.
about is money so
That's
go buy
true.
them and they'll make them for you if you buy them.
So yeah, I mean, I feel like actually it's in a better place than probably even maybe a few years ago. I don't know. I think it's gonna be fine for a while. Like, I think it's pretty stable for a while. And like people still buy vinyl records. Like, it's a niche. If I think the bottom of this is like it doesn't ever go away, but it's like you have to go to a specialty stop like a record store to buy Blu-rays, you know.
The bottom is that it goes away in a big sense, but it's still an underground thing. It will never be
Yeah, the
zero,
bottom is it
like, you
goes
know.
away in like, because it went away in Best Buy, which was
It
not
goes
great,
away in
but
Walmart, goes away in
goes
Target,
away in
goes away in
Walmart,
Best
goes
Buy,
away in
goes away in all the
Target.
big box stores, and then
Yeah.
all you have is secondhand retailers and then a shop that literally just opens as a
Right. Or just places
store.
online that you
Or
can,
right, yeah.
yeah. But I don't even think that's gonna happen. I think Best Buy probably is like, shit, maybe we should have stopped. Maybe we shouldn't have got rid of it, because like Oppenheimer sold out, like you said, the camera would be sold out. Like, maybe they're like, damn, we probably should have kept like a little bit of space.
Yeah, maybe get rid of those 100 washing machines and make some space for some movies again,
Oh yeah,
buddy.
they got so much room in my Best Buy. I'm like, you didn't need the, and they had pared the movies down to like three racks. Like,
It
so
was
I
like,
just don't see why they didn't bother to keep bringing in like the new bigger stuff. Like, at the very least, I just thought it was it's whatever. That company's been on the skids for a while,
I don't
so.
understand. Yeah, it's like, I mean, sure, yes, I get it. You know, a washing machine makes you way more right up front than a Blu-ray, but anyway, not how it works all the time. Like, you sell a lot of Blu-rays if you have a lot of Blu-rays to sell. Like,
Right. If you guys have more than two copies of Oppenheimer, you
right,
probably could
this
have
is how it
sold like
works.
a bunch of
Yes.
them. Okay. I think we did a pretty good job of that question. I'm proud of us. So, okay, last question. I saved this one for last on purpose,
Is
because
it Rob?
it's Rob.
Okay. You
I
did. Okay. Yeah.
think Rob
Okay.
had the wildest question of any, but actually, I don't think I know Rob had the wildest question. And it's directed toward James, so
Is
I don't have to
directed
answer this.
toward me.
James, if you could go back in time to opening weekend of Top Gun, would you bring along the Dune? Jesus. Would you bring along the Dune popcorn bucket so you could properly release your enthusiasm while watching the movie like that dude during the Love Lies Bleeding screen?
Such a specific
It's so
question. You
specific.
really have to know a few
You gotta
things.
know a lot of stuff that.
You gotta know about the Dune popcorn bucket. You gotta know about the Love Lies Bleeding guy. You also have to know how much I love Top Gun and
Well,
Tony
the Dune
Scott.
popcorn bucket, I think, went pretty mainstream, because they were asking the actors about that in interviews. But if anyone doesn't know, the Love Lies Bleeding thing,
Ooh.
is so, I thought it was fake at first. It was real, apparently,
Yeah.
that a man went to Love Lies Bleeding, looked like he had some stuff with him, like some alcohol, some, I don't know, maybe some drugs, I don't know, and apparently just, took, I don't know how to say
Started to
it.
pleasure himself
There you
while
go.
watching the
Thank you.
movie.
Very, very clinical. Very good of you, James. Very professional. Started to pleasure himself during Love Lies Bleeding and then fell asleep with his pants down. And now his business is all over the internet because he just left it hanging out. So it's a wild photo. Like you would think that
Yeah.
it didn't
Yeah.
happen.
I
But
know when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
yeah, I was like, the fuck is going on? So
It's good.
how do you want to answer that question?
Well, I'll answer it and say close, but I would take the Top Gun Maverick bucket back in time with me to do my business.
Oh. And then leave. And then there'd be stories about the man they saw who disappeared, never was seen again in 1986 from Top
Maybe I'll take the lid off the Dune bucket, it on my Top Gun Maverick bucket,
Oh, there
take
you go.
that back with me. That way I get the best of both worlds.
Oh.
And then, yeah, the
There,
rest is
wow.
history.
A wild question. Thank you,
Hope
Rob.
you're
That
happy,
was
Rob. Yeah.
okay. I hope that's what you wanted, Rob. That was a what an adventure that was. I think that's all the questions. I hope I didn't miss anything, but I was
Think I
pretty
wrote them
careful to
down
take
here.
screenshots and
Physical
get everything.
media, be on the set. Star, yeah, the slip covers, best in life. Yeah, we're looking good. I think that's it. Yep.
Okay. All right. We did good work here then, I think. I'm proud of us.
I
I
am
think
too.
some of those questions I really thought were gonna be hard, but I felt like we did a pretty good job answering them. I felt like I had some answers. I didn't expect to have answers on some of those, and I pulled them out of somewhere.
Well,
But
yeah, I mean, like to me, like the action stuff, like me with the action stars and the action scenes that I was just like, I don't know, man. It's just, it felt like too much. I couldn't even begin to, like think about it, but.
yeah, I thought it was fine. So, well, thank you for
And
doing
that's why
this.
you're
And
the host.
well, I mean, you're pretty much the co-host at this point. So, I mean, you got this
I'm
episode
hosting it
going.
up.
There wouldn't have been an episode this week if it wasn't for James, everybody. So,
Hey, I just didn't want to let you down. It's like maybe Matt wants to record an episode, just put something out so you don't have to skip another week. I was like,
oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm in a great mood now. I'm fine. So that was just that day. I
yes.
was like, I cannot do this. But
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk to you guys tomorrow about Shaun of the Dead. So. Yeah,
Yeah, it's going to
everybody,
be
next
good.
week's episode will be Shaun of the Dead with Andy, James, and Chris all coming back.
It's going to be super
And
fun.
a lot of fun. And yeah, so I don't know what I'll say about this one. I feel like I hope we answer everyone's questions well. Thank you all again for the questions. A lot of the usual friends of the podcast. We appreciate you guys. So it was a lot of fun. I like doing these every once in
Yeah,
a
I do
while.
too.
So it was a good time.
It's also fun for me because, like I said, I'm having such a like the last, even the last couple of years almost really like having such a time like getting out to the theaters, catching up on movie, being able to stay caught up. It's nice to just talk about stuff and not really necessarily have to focus on anything new for one or
Right.
like even a specific movie. But it's even easier for me like talking about like your podcast in general. It's a specific movie from the past, right? It's not like something brand new, so, which I wouldn't have probably seen. Like every once in a while, yeah, like when we did John Wick, I was lucky enough
Yeah.
that I got to go see it. Like I just can't keep up with new stuff as much as I'd like to. Plus,
Tough.
video games, reading,
Yeah. I got a
kids.
PS5, and that's been taking up a lot of my time recently. Like,
Yeah.
I got into Ghost of Tsushima now. Ooh,
Yeah.
that game is good. That game's good. It's
It
like,
is.
oh, so I
When
gotta pull
I
myself
just
away.
started Rebirth, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So, I mean, that's going to be my time. I don't know. What am I going to watch? Nothing. I'm going to watch cutscenes, man.
Do you want to plug anything else? Or
Absolutely not.
okay, perfect. I don't either. I'm not gonna plug anything because it's like a real casual hangout episode. I
Heck
don't.
yeah.
If you're listening to this, I think if you listen to this podcast regularly, you know where we're at. So, thanks everybody, and we will see you next week with Shaun the Dead. And James will be back, so it should be fun. So,
Yay.
bye
I
everybody.
hope you still listen.
They're all gonna listen. Don't worry. Bye everybody.